happy time coming when the boys come home. There's a glorious day coming when the boys come home. We will end the dreadful story of the battle, park and gully, in a sunburst of glory when the boys come home.
The New York State Museum, WAMC Northeast Public Radio, and Archivist Media are excited to announce the launch of a brand new podcast. It all happens today, and we are more than a little excited. A New York Minute in History explores the story of New York State and the unique tales of New Yorkers. The project ties New York's historical events, people, and places to larger statewide, national, and international historical events and eras. The effort also explores New York's role in topics still grabbing headlines today, such as race and equality. The podcast is hosted by Devin Lander, the New York State historian, and Don Wildman, host of Mysteries at the Museum on the Travel Channel. It is produced by WAMC's Associate News Director, Jim Lavoulis, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Devin and Jim to the program this morning. Thank you very much for being here. This is exciting stuff.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Joe. This is fantastic.
Very nice to have you here. Well, I was only in on the early meetings of when all this was going down and coming together. The idea behind this, Devin, was what did you want to accomplish with the podcast?
Well, really, I wanted to tell the story of New York and its history and the unique stories of New Yorkers who made that history. And I thought that a podcast was the best way to reach as wide of an audience as we could. Obviously, New York's history is America's history. We're such a multi-layered state. We've touched on every historical event of significance pretty much in this state. So I knew that there were plenty of stories to tell, and as state historian, I think I have a unique position to try to work with academic historians and local government historians to bring those stories to life, and this partnership seemed like a natural for me.
And it seemed like a natural one for us, too. We're like, oh, okay, that's great. This makes perfect sense. So, by the way, New York State historian, that is a cool job title.
It's the best job in the world. I could say that it's an honor to be in this position. There's no doubt. I get to do so many fun and unique things working with our historical societies, museums, local government historians, again, in every village, town and municipality in the state. We're unique in that regard. I get to travel the state and learn about these stories. And that's what really feeds this podcast.
The show is a podcast, not a show that we'll be broadcasting here on the radio network, but something that people can download and hear.
Absolutely. It's iTunes, Google Play Store. It's on the WAMCpodcast.org website. Again, A New York Minute in History. It's also on SoundCloud, A New York Minute in History. It currently runs, the first episode runs a little less than an hour. So if you have a road trip, you're going out of town for Memorial Day weekend, perfect time to tune in.
So it's 60 minutes of New York history.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. It's a little bit longer than just a minute.
Get some bang for your buck there.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
Good.
Yeah.
It will feel like a minute. Yeah. It's so riveting.
Yes. Exactly.
So tell us about the first episode.
Right. So we decided to focus on New Yorkers in World War I. We have a World War I exhibit up that's been up for just about a year at the State Museum. And so we decided we would focus on that. And we wanted to focus on Albany's own Henry Johnson. We just celebrated Henry Johnson Day this week. So he's one of our two key stories in this episode. The other person is perhaps a bit less known to your listeners, Tommy Hitchcock from Long Island, who came from a totally different background than Henry Johnson. He was a wealthy white a man from a prominent family in Long Island. But both Henry Johnson and Tommy Hitchcock decided to join the war effort. And both of them had heroic battles and Henry Johnson's case and Tommy Hitchcock's case, he was a pilot at age 17. He shot down three German fighters. So it's a real, I don't want to give away the whole podcast, but it's a real interesting story about two New Yorkers from two different parts of the state and two parts of socioeconomic background who really sacrificed for the nation.
And without giving away the entire podcast, we will take a listen to a bit of it now. The first speaker in this clip, most listeners will recognize. The second voice is Billy Hitchcock, the son of Tommy Hitchcock.
As a young man, Henry Johnson joined millions of other African Americans on the great migration from the rural South to the industrial North. He landed in Albany, where he mixed sodas at a pharmacy, worked in a coal yard, and as a porter at a train station. And when the United States entered World War I, Henry enlisted. He joined one of only a few units that he could, the all-black 369th Infantry Regiment, the Harlem Hellfighters. And soon he was headed overseas. At the time, our military was segregated. Most black soldiers served in labor battalions, not combat units. But General Pershing sent the 369th to fight with the French Army, which accepted them as their own. Quickly, the Hellfighters lived up to their name. And in the early hours of May 15th, 1918, Henry Johnson became a legend.
By the time he was 18, Hitchcock had shot down three German planes.
In the early part of 1918, he was flying for the French in France and was shot down by the Germans and was captured by the Germans and was incarcerated in an army hospital and then transported to a prison camp. And he saw an opportunity to make a break, and he jumped out the window of the train and after 10 or 12 days walked into Switzerland.
That is a little piece of the first episode of A New York Minute in History, which we are talking about with Devin Lander, who is the New York State historian, and Jim Lavoulis, who is WAMC's associate news director as well as the producer of this program. Man, that sounds great.
Thank you. Thank
you. Yeah, sounds really great. A lot of production in that. Very nice. This is one of the things that we always thought from the very beginning was it's so cool because you guys have a lot of really neat things at your disposal, don't you, when it comes to the archives of this state?
Right. We, working for the Office of Cultural Education, which the museum is part of the New York State Library and the New York State Archives, we have a vast amount of material, both objects, documents, books, things like that. And then just the network that we have statewide through the State Historian's Office and so on. And with these exhibits that we have, the suffrage exhibit, the World War I exhibit, and the Erie Canal exhibit, we had lenders from all over the state. So again, more stories coming from every part of the state, really, that helps kind of helps us do our job at the museum, but also kind of feeds this podcast. Episode 2 that we're working on now is going to be on the suffrage movement in New York State. And that was, again, driven directly out of the exhibit that was up. Unfortunately, just went down on Sunday, but was up for nearly a year.
We'll bring it back to life in the podcast.
That's
we'll
right.
Come back
we'll
to life.
Feel like you're there yes. when you hear it. What is the... It seems that obviously there's this first episode. Then what will the production schedule be? Because podcasts don't have the same schedule. We have to be on every day. We can't get away from that. So you don't have that.
Yeah, no, it's a little bit more freeform in that sense.
That's good.
So we are already working on episode 2, as Devin mentioned, the women's rights movement. We've already started interviews. So we'll be in the studio next week. Plan to release a teaser of episode 2. Probably in June, so probably next month, and hopefully by sometime this summer we'll have episode 2 out, and then the Erie Canal will be the subject
episode
of the episode 3.
Wow, you're already getting that's great, excellent.
Yeah.
And I would think that a quick conversation around the table, you can probably have 3 years worth of content, right?
Well, that's the truth. We don't lack for content. I mean, you could have an entire series of podcasts just on New York and World War I,
yes.
Or New York and the suffrage movement. So that's the beauty of a state like this. We don't lack for material.
Yeah, even in episode 1, we get into a little bit about the history of jazz.
Right.
So that finds its way into the World War I episode there. So if you like jazz but you're not exactly a history fan, still tune in because you'll hear some jazz.
That is very cool. Tell me about how you work. You mentioned this at the very beginning of our conversation about the network of historians across the state. Mm-hmm. How much of that is, when I use the word mandatory, but I mean as far as that they are part. Does every county have its own historian?
There's a law in the books saying that every municipality with a population, I believe, of over 400, so village, town, counties, five boroughs, should have a local government historian. Not all positions are filled.
Yeah.
I'd like them all to be, but there are hundreds of filled positions. I was at a meeting last night in Rensselaer County with a Rensselaer County historian and the local government historians from that county. So they're all over the state. They're doing fantastic work, sometimes with little resources. Sometimes they have more resources, depending on where they are. But they're all doing great research. They're all doing writing about their municipality. They're collecting historical documents from their municipality. And they all report to the state historian. So that's in law as well. So I get reports from them every year, annual reports that I read and respond to.
And what would be in a report? For an example, what would be in a report?
So it's just a report of their activities for the year.
Okay.
How many visitors they dealt with, what type of, if they did exhibits, if they did public programming. Most of them do both exhibits and public programming at some level. Some do research requests. So some actually manage a history room or something like that out of their town hall, or they're partnered with their local library. So it's a variety of things, really. Some do county historians sometimes do things like tavern trails in Orange County and Dutchess County and projects like that that are really popular public programs where they go around to historic sites and lead tours and things like that.
So just for example, let's say somebody came in and said you saw in one of these reports that a municipality had somebody came in with Susan B. Anthony's locket.
Mm.
Now, would you step in and say, oh, that's something perhaps that we could show at the museum, that should go on the road? How does that work?
Well, you know, the local government historians, we always encourage them to work with their local historical societies when it comes mm-hmm. to collecting objects.
All right.
So we would hope that there would be a local repository, a museum or a historical society that has a facility that could manage objects like that and display them. Or they could always contact the State Museum, because we would certainly be interested in Susan B. Anthony's locket.
That's why I was asking. Okay, so you can like swoop in and take the cool stuff.
Well, we would take it as a donation, but for sure.
And
but
take good care of it, obviously.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This it's an amazing project. It's called A New York Minute in History, and it is a podcast. Again, how people can get the podcast?
WAMCpodcast.org. That's right on the homepage there. SoundCloud, A New York Minute in History. Twitter, A New York History Minute. Also, downloadable on iTunes, Google Play. And you can listen again right on the WAMCpodcast.org website as well, too.
New York Minute in History, and then you'll just find it.
Yes.
Pretty much, however you want to do it. We'll have it on our site. We'll have it on your site.
We'll be on our site as well.
All good stuff. And real quick, in our 35 seconds left, tell me about Don Wildman.
Don Wildman is a friend of mine. He lives in the Hudson Valley. He's not originally from New York, but he's a New Yorker now. We claim him. He's the host of the popular show on the Travel Channel, Mysteries at the Museum, which I believe is on Thursday nights at 9, because I watch it. I watched it last night. He's just really passionate about history and museums, and I met him when I worked for the Museum Association of New York as executive director, and he's essentially volunteering his time because he's really passionate about these stories that we're telling, and he's really interested in working on a podcast. So I thank him very much for his interest, because he brings his professional experience to the table. He's a great host.
As we began to speak here today, the official press release went out, so it's all up and running as of right this moment. So the New York State Museum, WAMC Northeast Public Radio, and Archivist Media have launched a new podcast. It's called A New York Minute in History. Devin Lander is the New York State historian. The producer of the podcast are Associate News Director Jim Lavulis is the producer. And gentlemen, thank you very much for telling us about it. Have a great run.
Thank you very much. We intend to.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.
And come on, and we'll hear some more
whenever,
from the next
whenever
episode.
You want.
That'd be fun.
Right down the road.
I like that. I like hearing the planes. Again, starting today, you can listen to New York Minute in History at wmcpodcast.org/A New York Minute in History. It's also available for download on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Support for A New York Minute in History comes from the William G. Pomeroy Foundation. The project is also sponsored by Humanities New York Action Grant with funds from the National Endowment for the Humanities.